Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Body of Christ Church, and you are listening to our program, Kings and Priests, where we teach repentance to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. In these last days, darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness covers the people. But for those who choose to hear the words of the Father and the instructions of Jesus Christ, He will give them the power to become the nation of kings and priests they were ordained to be from the foundations of the earth.
System, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Are you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
We'd like to welcome you to another edition of the Virtual Living Room on the Sabbath. What we're going to be talking about today is Black people, are rappers the new preachers? In this day and age, is music more influencing than the Bible? Our children remember rap lyrics rather than ABCs and 1-2-3s, and even more so than the commandments of God. More importantly, do these songs give a positive message or a negative one? If rappers are the new preachers, what are they teaching? So this is what we're going to be dealing with today. I love that clip in the Matrix, because the people that we are trying to speak to, they treat us as enemies. And they are enemies because they're the enemies of the Heavenly Father and Christ. And until they wake up, then that's what they are. Not that we're waging a physical warfare on people, but it very much is a spiritual warfare. So we give all praises to the Heavenly Father and Christ to be able to be here and do this show. I'm your brother, Godawan, here in the UK, one of the many UK Hebrews who have repented in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and doing the will of the Christ, doing the will of the Christ, the true Christ, and doing our best to get this message of repentance out. We also have two dynamic brothers. They do shows and produce shows on Blog Talk Radio themselves. First of all, the Spanish Wonder Man, doing it in Espanol, bringing the truth in Espanol. We got the brother Zach in Atlanta. Brother, introduce yourself.
Hey, shalom to all the brothers and sisters over there in the UK. This is the brother Zach in the US on the Sabbath, and it's always a pleasure to participate in the shows, giving all praise to the Heavenly Father in Christ. Wonder Man? But what little that I do know in that language, I try to teach and edify in the spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
No, there's no trying, you do. There's no trying, the brother very much does. And we also have a brother that does a show on Friday nights, a very interesting show. A lot of times he has me on the show as a guest host, and I'm appreciative to be on the brother's show and be a guest host. We have the brother, Abaja, who's also in the A2L. Brother, introduce yourself.
Hey, shalom, everyone. It's good to be here. All praises for another Sabbath. And as always, hopefully we can get some edification from the scriptures.
Well, we're going to get some edification. Whether or not whether people are going to get edification or they want to get edification. Because it's very easy for us to get the edification of the Lord, but as we know, the scriptures say that our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It's not that knowledge isn't available. The scripture says it's because they reject the knowledge. So the rap industry, and I want to start by playing this clip of a man. His name is John Todd. And what he starts going into is how he was a part of the Illuminati. This is for you conspiracy theorists, but he starts to go into how they control the music industry and how the music industry is satanically inspired and how they do a lot of witchcraft and demonology when they're putting together these music. So let's see what he has to say.
Take orders only from, I sat on a council of 13 people that take orders only from the Rothschild Tribunal in London, which they claim they take their orders directly from Lucifer.
I was the manager of Zodiac Productions, which Zodiac Productions' name's been changed since then. I'm not even sure what to call it now, but it's the largest music conglomerate in the world. It owns RCA Records, Columbia Records, Motown Records, owns almost all the concert booking agencies in the United States. And that's not even the name of the company that owns it. The name of the company that owns it is Brenner Enterprises. And Brenner Enterprises is owned by Chase Manhattan. Chase Manhattan's owned by Standard Oil, and Standard Oil's owned by the Lords of London. You can track all that. You kind of get the idea after a while. But I was the managing president of Zodiac Productions. It's one of my jobs as being one of these 13 people. Thus, I got to know many of the people who produce the music and sing the music and play the music that you play. Now, one of the closest friends that I got during that time that I obtained was a man named David Crosby, Still, Nash & Young. I saw David the day before Christmas last year, talked with him. I got him away from this witch that he had with him. He told her to go shopping. We were in West Hollywood, and I was witnessing around to people I knew. We went off in this store, and we started talking. I said, David, I'd like to ask you a couple questions. I said, I already know the answers, but I've been gone for 5 years. I'd like to know if certain things are still the way they were when I left. I said, now I have to explain some of this when I'm done, because you're not going to understand it all unless you know something about music. I said, do they still take the master to the temple room? Dave said, yeah. I said, do they still have the coven conjure demons into the master? He said, of course. I said, now, I got to know something. What's the main reason for rock music? He said, come on, Lance, you know what the reason is. I said, please, David, I don't want to guess. Tell me what the main reason is. He said, the same as when you were in, so that we can place spells on people that we couldn't cast spells upon. I'll explain what that means in a minute. I said, okay, one last thing. I've been hearing that you must...
And when he's saying play spells on people, he's dealing with rock music. But you see how he mentions that it's a conglomerate of music companies, and they're basically all controlled by the same company. Now, there was one Snoop Dogg record, and what happened was is that the... he had a message, and it was all written backwards. And what you had to do to read the message, if you know something's written backwards, what do you have to do to see the message?
If it's written backwards, you have to place it in front of a mirror so that you are able to see it and read it as we commonly see it, and read it like the page of a book. You have to place it in front of a mirror.
Now, keep in mind how he's talking about rock music, but we're going to go and show the same things that he's saying, how that demonic force and that is in hip-hop, because a lot of people think, oh, hip-hop is separate from, you know, that rock music, that heavy metal rock, that's devil worship. But it's the same thing in hip-hop, and it's influencing our young people to be more satanic and have more sympathy for the devil and getting them further and further away from Christ. So this thing on Snoop Dogg's album was written backwards, and you had to put it in the mirror to actually read it. But doing that, that's witchcraft. And when you did that, that would put a curse on you. So what he's saying is very correct. So let's hear some more what he got to say. John Todd.
Be an initiated witch now to get a record contract. He said, that's right. He said, many of us that weren't total witches have to be witches now in order to produce music. Thank you. The Master is a tape about
his... And if you look at it, what he's saying, a lot of people, for them to get a record contract, have to be initiated witches now. You know, I would say a lot of people are doing things in ignorance. But if you look at a lot of the rappers today and the satanic presence that they have, I mean, if you even look at the pictures that we have on the description for the show, you see a picture of the Baphomet, which is supposed to be an image of Satan, is the goat head, and you see Kanye West with him wearing that on his shirt. And that's just one of many, because that's the true image that they praise. They're not sending praises to the Most High.
Being at the top of this podium that looks like an overgrown 8-track that the album is cut on, and it's placed in a machine that produces and presses the records and the 8-tracks and cassettes that you buy. After it's been recorded, it's taken in. This is why a master's cut months in advance before it's released. On the full moon, it's taken in to a temple room about the size of this auditorium that is in every one of the major music companies behind locked doors up in the executive offices. And it's placed on an altar sitting in the north of the room and a pentagram engraved in the floor. And 13 hand-chosen witches and wizards and a coven come in and conjure a principality or a power up, usually Regia or something like that, and order him to tell the demons under him to follow every record and every tape coming off of that master. As I tell many Christian parents, you can go home and count your kids' records, probably yours too, and count how many demons at least are there. That's too hard for you to believe? I'm sorry. That's why they do it. Now listen to me. This is why rock music's addicting. Have you ever seen kids that got rid of their music?
So, did you hear what he said? He said, I'll play it again, because a lot of people are not going
to
believe
That's too hard for you to believe? I'm sorry. That's why they do it.
He said, if this is too hard for you to believe, I'm sorry, but this is why they do it. Many people don't believe that a lot of the music that they put out today is satanically inspired. Even when they come on and do 2020 episodes where people are telling you that, you know, spirits took them over and that's how they wrote the music, that they got benign spirits and demonic spirits and angelic spirits that showed them and what to write down. And a lot of the songs, the artists are not writing themselves. They're given to them to sing. They don't even know what they're singing.
Now listen to me. This is why rock music's addicting. Have you ever seen kids that got rid of their music? They go around like this. They can't wait to find a rock station.
And it's the same thing with hip-hop. Hip-hop is addicting, and, you know, it has a very strong influence and power. And I can speak for myself, being a young man, how hip-hop influences you in your life. I can remember being in the martial arts and doing the martial arts, and one of the things that our instructor gave us to prepare us for this martial arts tournament, he gave us the most vile and demonic hip-hop to listen to. It was about murder, death, and killing. And when we entered, it was me and my friend, I'm going to forget his name, Milton. When we entered into this tournament, we hurt people. We hurt people. I made one guy, you know, I hit him in his nose with my fingers. With my fingers. And his nose was leaking. I mean, his nose was bleeding. My friend Milton, this guy he was fighting with, and he hit him in the neck and nearly knocked him out. I mean, he was wobbling like he was drunk. So these music have spirits and demonic presences on them. As a matter of fact, I want to read this this scripture. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 7:5, and then we hear some more from John Todd, who was an ex-Illuminati, speaking about how they put demons on the music. Get Ecclesiastes 7:5. See, people don't want to hear about Christ. They want to hear more about sex. What is sex, drugs, rock and roll? Or as they say amongst the black community, money, clothes, and hoes, that's all a so-and-so knows. That's what they say. So, but let's read this, Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 5.
This is Ecclesiastes in the Bible, chapter 7 and verse 5. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools.
So is it better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools? And I see warriors in God's army. He says all hip-hop ain't the same. Underground hip-hop always been real and uncompromised conscious. And I agree with you. And actually, we've got a song by DMX where he's actually going into the praise and worship of the Most High, and he's asking questions of the Most High. But these kind of things they won't find in the mainstream. We got another song by DMX where he's actually saying some most god-awful wicked things. But let's finish this up, this little clip by John Todd and what he's saying and explaining.
Where they sneak off, it's like getting a cigarette or a fix because it's addicting. That's why they can't give it up. The rest of the conversation was this. You can't cast a spell on a Christian, but you can get a Christian to cast a spell on himself. If you give the permission for the spell to work, being a Christian won't block it. And rock music is not just a song. It is supernatural music that which is carefully designed by their spirit guide for familiar spirits in the form of spells. Now, although the devil's music par is the music and God's music is the words, much of the song...
You hear what he said. He said God's music is the word. That's why it tells us to sing spiritual songs. The spiritual songs is the word. And you see there's different songs in that the prophets sung, like Moses in Exodus 15 chapter. And it's all praise to the Most High and his wonderful works and the things that he's did. None of this take off your clothes and how I'm going to sex you, baby, 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 tonight. You won't hear any of that. That's the song of the fools. We're supposed to hear the rebuke of the wise when Christ was teaching us, which was repentance.
Are written in what we call witch language. Give you kind of an idea. You talk, many of you talk from a CB, unless you know what a smoky is, and a 10-4, and a front door and back door and rocking chair and these type of things. You don't know what you're talking about. Same with witches. When you're in the first and second level, you have to learn over 2,000 words that said by anybody else means something totally different than when you say them. Elton John has said he's never written a song or sung a song that wasn't in witch language. Now, I want to show you something. See how many kids in here, be honest, and adults. How many remember and have heard at least several times a song called Hotel California? Somebody tell me what it meant. Quickly, somebody tell me what it meant. Huh? That's pretty close. But from the words, what did it mean? Well, that's more of a guess. See, most people can't tell you. That's why when people do drugs and they listen to songs in which language, they get some of the meaning. But most of the time, they can't tell you. Stop and think how many songs are out there that you really like, and you don't have any idea what the person was talking about. Beyond the Yellow Brick Road? How about The Destroyer by Kiss? Can anybody tell me what it's about? Kiss said in it, kids, tell your parents. They're talking about Helter Skelter. Beatles sung Helter Skelter in which language nobody knew what it meant. Manson did because he belongs to the process. Helter Skelter is a several thousand-year-old word. Most of the music is either about Helter Skelter or a place called the Nightwinds, which is what Hotel California is about, and different doctrines of witchcraft. You listen to them, your parents let you listen to them, and they have no idea. Kids openly bragged how they were gaining control of people through their music because the people played their music. They told how they didn't form their own group. Their church, because they were ordained ministers of the Satanist church, placed them together. And that's how most of the music is done. David Crosby, when him and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young produced the record 2-Way Street, they ordered the principality of Medea to order demons of rebellion to go into the record, and everybody that heard it would be rebellious against law and order and government. And it was one of the reasons for the great upheaval in the 60s was that one album, and they take open credit for it.
Now, he was saying how they were bragging about how they designed the music and the music was controlling people and influencing people. So our main influence and what we're supposed to train our children is, go to Proverbs 22 and 6. The thing that we're supposed to train our children in is the commandments of the Lord. And you see, this is on a decline, things like Harry Potter, things like you got the Vampires series, all this Eclipse and all this kind of foolishness. That's what kids are looking up to today, which is all satanically inspired, and people know it. But what are we supposed to do for our children. Read Proverbs 22 and 6.
Proverbs 22 and 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
So train up a child in the way he should go. So that you're supposed to have control over every aspect of a child's life. And how are we supposed to train up a child and what way this should go? The scripture says Christ is the way, the truth, and the light. So we're supposed to teach our children about Christ. We're supposed to teach our children the commandments. When it comes to music, we're supposed to, yeah, see that song? I teach my children, yeah, you heard that song by Rihanna or this person? See what the lyrics are saying? That's talking about adultery. You see this song by this rapper? You see, you heard that song? Yeah. Have you, you know what the lyrics are? No, I don't know what, that's talking about murder. The Bible says thou shalt not murder. So that's the thing that we're supposed to be training our children up. Go get it in Psalms. Psalm 78.
Can I read the scripture just right quick?
Yes, brother, this please.
This is Matthew chapter 19 and verse 14. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me.
That's the
for
one.
Of such is the kingdom of heaven. So the point of the matter is, in these days and times, what we're supposed to be doing is allowing, more than allowing, we're supposed to be teaching our children about Christ. We're supposed to be teaching our children about the example of Christ, how he lived, what he taught. We're supposed to be teaching about Christ's sacrifice on the cross. We're supposed to be teaching our children all of that.
Right.
And that's so important.
Yeah, it's supposed to influence all aspects of our life. I mean, for, you know, your mannerisms, your relationships, because a lot of this music, that's what dictates. That's why it says the it's like the rappers are becoming the new preachers now. And matter of fact, let's get that. I want to get it from a rapper's mouth. Let's hear it.
The whole public perception thing, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going down as a legend, whether or not you like me or not. I am the new Jim Morrison. I am the new Kurt Cobain. You know, they feel like, yo, you know, he's got a God complex because he said if they wrote the Bible again, he would be in it. Duh, yeah, I would be in it. I feel like I'm one of the more important people, you know, in pop culture right now. One of the only people with an opinion. The Bible has, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 characters in it. You don't think I would be one of the characters of today's modern Bible? And people have their own forms of Bibles now, you know. It's a new day and age. People have their own thinking. People have their own things that they're into. People have their own religion. Hip-hop is a religion to a certain extent, and the rappers are the preachers. And the music is the scriptures. You know, it's just like church, because you go to a concert, You raise your hands in the air, you get dressed up, you sing songs, and you definitely pay some money. It's just like church.
So you heard what he said. He's like, you know, hip hop is the new religion. So let's hear what they're teaching in the new religion.
Sting is using Eminem to fill the young people with songs like Chin, about his wife and about Eminem slitting her throat. At the end of the song, you hear her gurgling through her blood, and then you hear what appears to be a trunk slamming. And yet another song, which is supposed to be the sequel to Kim, Eminem uses baby talk to manipulate his little girl into helping him dump the body of her dead mother into a lake from a pier.
Can't get in the way, but don't worry, that'll make a nice mess for mommy at the bottom of the lake. Here, you want to help that fire rope around this rock? We'll tie it to a pussy, then we'll roll her off the dock. Ready now? Here we go, on the count of three. One, two, three. Whee! There goes mama, splashing in the water. No more fighting with dad, no more restraining order. No more step-dad, no more new rubber. Blow a kiss with my boss, tell mama you rubber.
Eminem admitted, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think I was a role model to kids. He said that, quote, kids look at me like I'm a god. This is evidently true. Within a 24-hour period, Eminem pulled a gun on one man, then later on ended up pistol-whipping another man. After he was arrested, a gang calling themselves the South Warren Street Kids wrote a two-page letter to George Constance, the Warren City attorney. The South Warren Kids threatened to firebomb the city if Eminem was not released immediately. The South Warren Street Kids said that Eminem is our Christ and we party in his name. Rolling Stone magazine said that Eminem's violent acts are a scene worthy of Slim Shady. According to Spin magazine, Slim Shady is a spirit that Eminem made contact with. Apparently, Slim Shady is a spirit that Eminem channels. Eminem says of some of his fans, quote, they're into hurting themselves. They're cult people, devil worshippers, who say I'm right next to Satan in their thoughts. In Eminem's song Stan, he sings about an impressionable imaginary fan named Stan who apparently is influenced by Eminem's music so much that he ends up murdering his own pregnant girlfriend in a similar way as Eminem does in the song Kim. Stan says, I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. My little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. He wants to be just like you. I can relate to what you're saying in your song. Hey, Slim.
Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk, but I didn't put her throat. I just tied her up. See, I like you. Because if you suffocate, you'll suffer more. And then she'll die, too. Well, gotta go. I'm almost at the bridge now.
After we entered the 21st century, amazingly, Eminem broke the record for first-week album sales for any solo artist, selling an incredible 1.76 million albums in just 1 week. Incredibly, only a year after Columbine, he rapped about planning to kill still more children at Columbine, and as a sign of the times, the media, which claimed to lament what happened at Columbine, hyped Eminem. That Eminem would rap such wicked advice to his impressionable fans is unconscionable. Eminem says, quote, some people will say stuff just for shock value, but if I'm thinking it, I'm going to say it. I make a lot of my own personal business public. In his song, Role Model, Eminem sings the following.
Follow me, you exactly what the song says. Smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people and drink. Follow me, you exactly what the song says. Smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people and drink.
Spin magazine stated that Eminem wrestles with the, quote, ramifications he knows he has on his listeners. In his song, I'm Back, he declares, quote, I take each individual degenerate's head and reach into it just to see if he's influenced by me and if he listens to music. And if he feeds into this blank, he's an innocent victim and becomes a puppet. In the same song, Eminem goes on to declare his desire to go to Columbine and blow more children away. His record label conveniently blanked out the word Columbine to soften the wicked blow.
I make seven, and I'm all in line, and an AK-47, a revolver, a 9, a Mac-11, and an auto.
Eminem said, nobody ever looked at it from the effing point of view of the kids, Claypool and Harris. I've been that mad. When dealing with the question of how many young lives would be destroyed as a result of his lyrics, he plays dumb and sings,
I never knew why, you ought to take this kid. I never knew why, get into your kids. I never knew why, get into his kids. I never knew why, you ought to take this kid. I never knew why, you ought to take this kid. I never knew why, get into your kids. I never knew why, get into his kids.
On other occasions, Eminem's true colors come out. Eminem admits that many of his rhymes are, quote, intended to push listeners' buttons.
Little kids wanna swear just like me. Run around screaming out of hair just like me. I think I was put here to annoy the world. And destroy your little four-year-old boy, your girl.
So that's the purpose. This is the message of hip-hop, which Kanye West said is a new religion. I'll read this. This is Matthew 24:11. It says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. So if they're the new religion and they say in the music of the scriptures, it's a false light, it's a false doctrine, and it's here to destroy people. But I'm also going to read Matthew 24:24, and it says, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So these things are deceiving, they're to lead our children away from Christ and lead them directly to Satan. Because, you know, follow me, do drugs, have sex, kill people. That's what the message is. That's what the message in hip-hop is. And it's taking over. There used to be a time, I'm agree with Warriors and God's Army, where hip-hop used to have a message of struggle, especially amongst the black people. One of the ones I like is don't push me, because I'm close to the edge. I'm about to lose my head. Speaking about the different things that was going on and the struggle that we had to face. I mean, a lot of songs was like that, but over time, it changed. It evolved into something more demonic. Now, stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get some more edification. And here we have brothers that rap in the church, and we're going to play a promo that's a godly rap. So listen, have a listen to it.
People murdering, killing in this society. Bodies are falling on every single side of me. Rapists are running rampant, so what a drug addict. We're living in the last days of the final madness. Teenage mothers giving birth to rebellious children. Rebellious children hate their brothers, and then they kill them. Wars, earthquakes, famine, pestilence, evidence. And it's high time to awake out of your secret state before Christ returns to set these wicked demons straight. So tune in to blogtalkradio.com /BOB. Don't be alarmed. Listen closely, and there's one thing you will see. To get your life right, repentance is the key. Tune in to Repentance is the Key at 7:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday to learn more about repentance and Christ. Religion is not the answer. The Bible, the Heavenly Father, and Christ is the answer. So tune in. Shalom.
The Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. Listen to our archive broadcasts or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe, take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Check out From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. Before the light comes, it's time to awake. On Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. And after you've listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom.
Okay, if you like that that promo rap, I got a new one I'm gonna play, so stay tuned.
Yo, how long these devils think they're gonna escape, man? Gone and exposed them. Reverends doing witchcraft and abomination. They say they're of the Lord, but they're the friends of Satan. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We got devils walking around with human faces. The binding of witches and psychics will bring a curse. But what's worse is Catholic teaching this up in the church. Filthy lies and blasphemy is what it is. The Most High said he would not suffer a witch to live. So we examine and reprove all these simple demons. Now get your Bibles out, cause it's repentance season. Submit yourselves to the will of the Most High. Open your eyes and turn from darkness to the light. Tune in to From Darkness to Light on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC, Wednesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Repent from witchcraft and the occult. Shalom.
So that's what rap should be sounding like, giving a righteous rap to the Heavenly Father in Christ and promoting the truth. And, you know, that's a show that we do on Wednesday nights, reproving spiritual wickedness. Where we actually have a brother who used to be a witch and was very in tune into that demonic side of life. And what he's done now, he's a servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he's exposing all of the wickedness that's out there and a lot of the wickedness that's going on in the church. For example, you know, this is my weekly mention of, a lot of people don't realize and recognize that Christmas is one of the tools of Satan for people to get them involved in satanic rituals. All putting a tree in your house, mistletoe, all those things have nothing to do with the Bible or the scriptures. but have to do with satanic rituals that people, they have no clue of because everyone is doing it. That's why the scriptures tell us that Satan has deceived the whole world. But I want to go and read this scripture. Go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. Because you hear our children, they sing these songs like a mantra over and over and over and over and over. And you cannot say that it does not have an influence on their life because it does. So, you know, some of what Kanye West is saying is very true because people listen more to music and music has more influence over them than what is the righteousness in Christ. But we know there's going to be a few, a remnant that the Lord has set aside that's going to wake up from all the madness and wickedness in this world because the whole world is covered in wickedness. It's in darkness. You can read that in 1 John 5:19. But read that in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33.
This is 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners.
It says, be not deceived, meaning don't be fooled. Evil communication corrupt good manners. So you can't tell me that, you know, having your children listen to somebody like DMX, you know, Ride or Die, that's not having an influence on them, and they listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. Matter of fact, let's hear a little bit of DMX there.
DMX, another rap biggest artist ever, also sings about selling his soul to Satan.
It was all dope, but I said, I'm going to pay one day, just not right now. You hear my shit all in the street, I'm kind of hot right now. Come on.
So wait a minute. Did you hear what he said? He said, I'm going to repent one day, just not right now. The commandment said we're supposed to repent now. When you read Acts 17 and 30, it says, at this ignorance God winked at, but commanded all men everywhere to repent. So that's immediate now. When Christ saw the woman and she was caught in the act of adultery and everyone's kind of trying to condemn her, he forgave her of her sins, but he told her, go and sin no more. What does that mean? Now. So he's talking about rape. So this is what you let your children listen to, and you think they're not influenced by it?
Right there in front of you. Come on. I'ma make you suffer. See your ass in hell, motherfucker. See your ass in hell.
DMX also sings about the satanic practice of necrophilia or having sex with a corpse.
I got blood on my hands and there's no remorse. I got blood on my cause I'm talk. I got blood on my hands and there's no remorse. I got blood on my cause I'm talk. I'm a nasty nigga. When you pass me, nigga, look me in my eyes. Tell me to my face that you're ready to die. Bless the body at the funeral and hope I don't burn with a heart.
And I know from working in the youth service here in London, you know, many of the young people that I've spoken to, like, I'm ready to die. I'm not afraid to die. Where are they getting that from? What do they know about death or dying? They're getting it from these stupid rap music. That's where they're getting it from. They don't know nothing about death or dying, but, yeah, I'm ready to die. And a lot of them, when it's time for them to die or they get shot and killed, who do you think they're calling on? You think they're calling on DMX or the devil? They saying, oh, Lord, oh, Jesus, save me, help me, deliver me.
Hey, nigga, nope, I don't learn. Serve the truth, but chose to ignore it. What it's going for?
God's word warns, quote, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. He said there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus Christ warned, enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And many are those who enter by it, for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it.
So you hear what it says. Few are those that find it. The gate is wide and is broad to destruction. And having our children listen to this demonically influenced hip-hop is one of the many ways that's leading our children to destruction. And I go back to the scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:33. It says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. So you can see the reason why a lot of the children, especially in the black community, have so much disrespect for their elders, so much disrespect for authority. When you read the Bible, Romans, the 13th chapter, tell you to do what? Obey the powers that be. So police, your teachers, the police say, look, pull over. I'm going to do a search on you. Okay, you're doing a search on me. Okay, officer, why are you searching me? Just shut up and be quiet. Just shut up and be quiet. I've been stopped by the police. I've been pulled over by the police, and I'm still here. I'm not in jail. I didn't have any problems with the police. So when we do that, the powers are not a terror to good works. They're a terror to evil because they're established by God, the police, the teachers. So when you're doing what's right, when you're doing the commandments, there's nothing that they can say or do against it. There's no weapon formed against this truth, against this ministry of the Heavenly Father in Christ. But when you're out there doing this demonically inspired actions that these rappers are singing, Satan's whole doctrine is to destroy you and is to kill you. So we got some more. I got some more clips that I want to play, and one of them is going into Jay-Z, because a lot of people look up at Jay-Z and, you know, they think he's such a big man, rock aware. So let's hear what Jay-Z is rolling with.
Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route.
You said mommy's got a bus out, now everybody's riding her just like a bus route. So what is that speaking about? Fornication, which the Lord speaks against fornication. Get that in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. These guys are some wicked dudes, man. These guys are some wicked dudes, and these are things that people are letting their children listen to, not knowing the demonic and satanic influence that is having over them. Okay, you're supposed to be teaching them the scriptures, the Bible, but how are you going to teach them the scriptures and the Bible when you're doing wickedness yourself? You have to repent in Christ and set forth the example in your homes. And we know for a lot of our black brothers and sisters, you're destroyed on so many levels. There's no family structure for you to institute that. You know, first of all, there's no marriage. Why? Because you're trying to be a pimp. My pimp hand is strong. No, I ain't going to let no woman get on me. I'm not going to give her no ring. She's not going to have any power over me. Well, Christ speaks about the marriage and how the marriage is supposed to run in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. So read that, brother.
All right. This is 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
So it's clear. And I see this comment by Eurochick. It says, if God wants us to compromise our standards, music, and beliefs in order to reach the lost for Christ, then why didn't he write the Bible in a much less offensive manner? Let's be honest. The Bible is the most offensive book on the planet. It's only offensive to those that are wicked. Because if you're trying to do right, get for John 3:19. If you're trying to do what's right, you're going to come to the light and you're going to come to the realization, you know what? I'm wrong. What I'm doing is wrong and the Lord is right. So it's only offensive to us when we're doing the things that's wrong and we don't want to change from what's wrong. I mean, all you brothers here know, you've been on camp, you've been in the street. When you're speaking about adultery. You bringing out the scriptures about adultery, and Christ is saying, you know, remember in old time, the scripture says, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say unto you that if you look on a woman to lust after her, you've committed adultery already. Who gets offended? Who's offended at that?
Anybody. The adulterers and the adulteresses.
So if you bring out 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, you're talking about an effeminate man. Who's getting offended at that? Don't be effeminate. If you're an effeminate, you should not you should not inherit the kingdom of God. Who's going to be offended at that? Anybody?
The effeminate.
Someone that's gay, homosexual, lesbian. Why are you talking about that? Why are you talking about that? So read John 3:19.
John 3:19.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the condemnation. The light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
See, this is a problem. Men love darkness rather than the light. The light is Christ. So what? Then are they going to come to the light? Keep reading.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
So you're going to be told about yourself, about what you're doing wrong. When you come to Christ, you're going to be reproved. When you come to the Lord, you're going to be reproved. That's why the scriptures tell us that every son whom the Lord received, he chastises. So if you come into Christ, if you come into the Lord, you're going to be shown that you're a fornicator. You're going to be shown that you're an adulterer. You're going to be shown that you have hatred. Why? Because those things are bad. Those things are evil. Those things are hated by God. And he's showing you those things so that you can correct them and you can repent of them. Because you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God if you continue in those things. You wanted to say something, bro?
Right. That first part of that scripture, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, let's put it out there plain and just be honest and straight up with it. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light is Christ. So if you're doing evil, if you're being an adulterer, if you're being an adulteress, if you're practicing fornication, if you're practicing witchcraft, if you steal, you lying, you hate Christ. That's the point of it, which is the reason why repentance is so important, because if anybody wants to see the kingdom of heaven, enter to the kingdom of heaven, what do they have to do? They have to repent. They have to stop their evil ways. They have to stop the wickedness. All of us do, so that we can enter to the kingdom of Christ. But the point of the matter is, if you are walking contrary to what is written and outlined in this Bible, according to the say of the Lord, then you hate Christ.
Right, and I want to comment on what Eurochick said. Calling hip hop Christian just because the lyrics are better is like calling Playboy magazine Christian just because you added some Christian words. The pictures are still the same, and I agree with a lot of that, because a lot of these so-called hip hop Christian rappers, they know different. They have tattoos. They're doing all the things that are against the scriptures, because the whole Christian church has been infiltrated. Just I can let you know just by one thing. Is your church infiltrated by Satan? If you're celebrating Christmas, then your church is infiltrated by Satan. Because nowhere, if you follow the scriptures as it is written, as Christ said, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, you're not going to celebrate Christmas, because it's most satanic. A mistletoe, fertility rites, a tree in your house, idolatry, which represents the sun, or everlasting life. That's wickedness. You don't find that in the scriptures. Easter bunnies, fertility, eggs, fertility, all those fertility rites. That doesn't have anything to do with Christ. So it's absolutely right. If they're not going according as it is written in the scriptures, because the scriptures said to try the spirit, whether they be of God. And how you try the spirit is get John 8:20, and then we're going to go back into this Jay-Z.
You said John 8:20?
Isaiah 8:20, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Isaiah 8:20.
All right, 1 second, please. All right, this is the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, and verse 20. It says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
So if they're not speaking according to the Bible, there's no light in them. To the law, to the testimony. Where the law is found? In the Bible. The whole of the Bible. Because when the New Testament came, they were speaking the Old Testament. Because that's what they knew. People think, oh, that no, the Old Testament is no good. The Old Testament is no good. Get that in John 5 and 45. The Old Testament is no good. You can't deal with that. If you're not dealing with the Old Testament, you're not dealing with the New Testament. Because when the New when they were dealing in the New Testament, Christ came in the New Testament, the New Testament wasn't written. They were speaking from the Old Testament. And you can go back and research a lot of the things that Christ said. He's quoting from the Old Testament. He's just explaining it and giving us a very clear, simplified understanding of what we never had in the Old Testament. So read that.
All right. This is John 5. Start at 45, or let's go to 46.
Yeah, 46.
For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?
Read on. Yeah, it says, if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Moses wrote of Christ. So if you don't want to believe, if you don't deal with the Old Testament, you can't deal with Christ. Because Moses wrote of Christ and prophets wrote of Christ. So let's go back to Jay-Z, see what he's dealing with. Let's play that again. He said Jesus can't save you. This is Jay-Z. He said Jesus can't save you. He said Jesus can't save you. Life begins when church ends. So this is Jay-Z. How many people look up to Jay-Z? They're in love with Jay-Z. Let's see. This is a song that Jay-Z did. It's called Lucifer, Son of the Morning. And I want to play some of the lyrics, and then I want you to listen to what he says at the end and what he says, the comment he says about the Bible. That's my word. I never read the Bible in my life. I don't even know how I know that junk. So that's what he thinks about the Bible and the scriptures. A lot of people, oh man, he's spiritual, Jay-Z, he's bringing it out. No, the man told you, John Todd, who was an ex-witch, who was in charge of a lot of putting the music out, saw that it's demonically inspired. That's where they get it from. You don't care about Christ. You don't care about the Lord. They're to destroy our people. They destroy the youth of our nation. Here's another clip by Jay-Z.
But this is Jay-Z, and he had an album called The Black Album, and of course these guys release songs, you know, underground, and they do this kind of stuff, and we just happen to come across a very disturbing song by Brother Jay-Z. It's a song that he actually recorded and has a backwards message in it, and we had to reverse the song and play the song backwards to get this message for you. Y'all remember back when the heavy metal folks used to do that? And they would put the backwards max messages in their music, and they say that your subconscious was smart enough, that right brain was smart enough to decode and flip that message, so by the time it got to the left side of your brain, you understood it, and you didn't even know you understood it. You just acted it out. Because they have the song called Another One Bites the Dust, Queen. Played it backwards, it said, I like to smoke marijuana. Yeah, and then they interview kids, and kids say when they listen to it, they just want to get high. They just want to smoke weed, and they had no idea that that message was being
reversed in their minds and causing them to want to do that. Isn't that weird? God made us smart. Look at somebody and say, you smart? So I don't care what they say about you. This brother has a very disturbing message in this song. I'm going to let y'all hear it. Can I let y'all hear it? Y'all listen.
Six. Good gracious.
666, murder, Jesus.
Jay-Z. So all you Jay-Z fans.
This made you feel kind of funny, didn't it? It's unbelievable.
For all you Jay-Z
it's
fans.
Unbelievable.
People were dead quiet. Dead quiet, because usually people, you know, they go to church and they want to hear the jumping and shouting, but that's not what church is for. You're supposed to go there and hear the word of the Lord. Yeah, there's a song and worship of praise to the Most High, but mostly you're supposed to hear the word of the Lord. That's what's supposed to be taught. And a lot of people, that's not what they want to hear. You know, they want to hear a song and dance. That's what they want to hear. Well, I've got this song. As a matter of fact, let me read this. Go to Revelations 13 and 18. Revelations, the 13th chapter and the 18th verse. Because that's is called backmasking. What you just heard is where they intentionally put a message into the music and it's playing when you play it backwards. But like he said, when you're playing it forwards, the subconscious mind can still hear it backwards. So that was intentionally put in there. And Jay-Z said, oh, well, he didn't know that was in there. Someone else wrote the song, which is, I believe that's totally false. He knew the whole thing all along. But let's read Revelations 13 and 18, which that 666 the Bible speaks about. Read.
Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
So just to let you know, that 666 is the mark of Satan, is the mark of the beast. It's not going to be a microchip that's put in your hand and your forehead. It's a philosophy. It's a way of thinking. And that's what they're bringing out by having these movies like Twilight, Harry Potter, and all the likes to make you more sympathetic towards Satan and the devil, and for you to hate God and hate his commandments, for you to hate the law, for you to hate Christ and hate everything that the Bible stands for. That's what the mission is. And guess what? They are being very successful. But there's a small remnant. There's a small remnant, the elect, that's going to be in Christ, that's going to stand for the truth, and they're going to suffer for it. As you see, DMX, at the beginning, we played this song, DMX, he's talking about the devil, he sold his soul to the devil. Then when he changed his mind that he was wrong and he was going to serve Christ, what happened? He went to jail. So I'm going to end off the show by playing this song, supposedly by the reform DMX.
In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Peace.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And their righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need